The Lees of Virginia, Seven Generations of an American Family by Paul C. Nagel. Foreword. First, a word of reassurance to the many persons who, obviously in hope, have asked if Robert E. Lee figures in this family biography. Indeed so. The last four chapters are devoted to him, but more as a family member than as a soldier. I believe the authentic Robert E. Lee is found in the roles he cherished, as son, brother, cousin, husband, and father. Many other fascinating Lees, both men and women, will greet the reader. They are Robert Lee's kinfolk across seven generations. Their story during more than two centuries tells of tumultuous times for the Lees, their colony, and finally their nation. The family's public experiences, however, must serve mainly as a backdrop, since my emphasis is on what the Lees meant to one another. An understanding of this family relationship, which was so important to them, is essential to reaching a fairer appreciation of the Lees. Starting in 1640 with the arrival in Virginia of Richard Lee and Anne Constable, this book salutes, among others, such figures as Richard Lee II, known as the Scholar, Richard Henry Lee, Hannah Lee Corbin, Arthur Lee, Alice Lee Shippen, and Light Horse Harry Lee, before it reaches the life and death of Robert E. Lee. Whether in opposing Nathaniel Bacon and his rebels in 1676, or in condemning English colonial policy in 1776, or in turning back the Yankees at the 7 Days' Battles of 1862, the Lees displayed valor of the highest order. Yet while their chronicle has impressive political, economic, intellectual, and military attainment, it also contains more than its share of disappointments. What is often overlooked across these exciting generations...